What is it that causes certain men and women to succeed at everything they do, while others of equal intelligence fail? What are the necessary ingredients that set the super successful apart from the rest of society? In Unlimited Power, you'll discover the answers to these questions and much more.
So what is the foundational key to all success? Well, I call it personal power. Personal power. To me, this is the one foundational key to all success, from which all success springs. Personal power means the ability to act, the ability to take action. This is really what puts people's life experience and separates basically the winners from those who are still hoping. Those who have the ability to take action in spite of it all are those the people who really make their dreams their day-to-day reality. No matter how spiritually aligned you are in your life, you will still have challenges. The waves will still come. However, you can be better. You can become more, and you can learn to use the challenges of life. So expect them. Don't fear them. Expect them and figure out how you're going to use them to your advantage. That's where the real power in life is, embracing and allowing it to empower you to become more. That's the key. That's really it. Success leaves clues. People that succeed in any context, in any situation in life, do certain things over and over and over again. And if you're smart, and if you pay attention, and you notice what they do consistently, and you do the same things, you'll produce similar results. We in NLP call that process modeling. Modeling. That is finding out what people do, what actions they take to produce a specific result. Producing the same actions, reaping the same rewards. If you sow the same seeds, you'll reap the same rewards. That's all it takes.
We all want to tap our full potential. And in Unlimited Power, you'll learn how to overcome your personal limitations, turn fear into power, and achieve whatever you want. Tony Robbins will show you how to model and duplicate excellence in any area of your life by using the principles of neuro-linguistic programming. NLP, as it's more commonly known, is the study of how people communicate to themselves. It outlines how language, both verbal and nonverbal, affects our nervous system and everything we do. By practicing NLP, you'll discover how to direct your own state of mind so you can produce the results you desire. In this audio cassette program, you'll be given the ultimate success formula. You'll learn a way to persuade and motivate others with amazing precision. You'll be taught a system for gaining instant rapport with anyone you meet. And with Tony Robbins as your guide, you'll learn techniques for putting yourself in a positive state of mind, no matter what circumstances you find yourself in. Tony Robbins is known internationally for his personal excellence seminars and his training in neuro-linguistics. He has appeared on countless radio and television shows, including The Merv Griffin Show, The Today Show, and CBS News. He is founder and president of Robbins Research Institute, a company dedicated to the advancement of human potential. And his book, Unlimited Power, hit number 5 on the New York bestseller list. On this program, we've combined studio tapes with lively and exciting seminar recordings. And now, let's join Tony Robbins.
Success is not an accident. The difference between people who produce positive results and those who do not is not in some sort of random roll of the dice. There are consistent, logical patterns of action, specific pathways to excellence that are within the reach of us all. We can all unleash the magic within us. We simply must learn how to turn on and use our minds and bodies in the most powerful and advantageous way. I want to share with you in this program some principles, a science for human change that I believe can make a major difference in the quality of your life. That belief comes from the fact that I've transformed the quality of my mind and my body by using these principles, by using these tools, and I'm very excited about being able to share them with you. I've constantly been looking for the answers to what the difference is in human beings. I've always been fascinated by why some people, in spite of all advantages in life, barely get by, and while others who have some of the greatest challenges a man could think of have turned those challenges into tremendous opportunities and are producing the quality of life that only a few people dream about. And I want to introduce you to basically the distillation of all that I've been able to learn about what creates human behavior and emotion, about how to run our mind and our bodies to produce outstanding results. In this tape, you're going to learn how to change any emotion you have literally in a few moments. You're going to learn how to take fears of rejection, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of the unknown, and turn them into positive anticipation, not just through positive thinking, but through positive programming, by literally reprogramming the way your mind and body respond to the stimulus of your environment. In this program, you're going to learn how to create instantaneous rapport with anyone you meet. I'm sure you've had times in your life when you've seen someone from across the room, and instantly you felt linked to them, you felt associated to them, you felt as if you knew them. Or you've had times when someone's come up to you and said, "Don't I know you?" and they were sincere. What we're going to show you is how you can create that consistently. What this tape program is about is how to produce new results in your life, how to produce new behaviors, new emotions, and how to do it consciously and consistently. This process is made available through a technology called neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP for short. It is the cutting edge of human psychology. Neuro-linguistic programming stands for neuro, the nervous system, linguistics, meaning language, and programming, meaning a system for producing results. So in essence, what NLP is the study of how to use your language, both your verbal language and your nonverbal, your body, your face, your breathing, your tonality, to produce new results in your nervous system and thus in your life. I came across NLP basically out of desperation. After growing up in an environment of lack and looking around at people and looking for differences, I set out on my pursuit of excellence, on my study of human success. I began to read as many books as I could get on human development, on human psychology, on physiological development, and I applied everything that I could to make differences in my life. I wanted to make sure that when I grew up, I had an environment that would support my friends and my family and my children so that they felt excellent anytime they were in my presence and so that I could have a positive effect on them and on my world. And I made a difference in my life. By the time I was 19 years old, I was quite quote-unquote successful. I had a large business. I was written up in newspapers and magazines as this young entrepreneur. My nickname was Wonder Boy. I was so proud of myself at the time. And I was doing very, very well and impacting people. And also, I was doing well economically. At 19 years old, I was earning $5,000 to $10,000 a month in personal income. But eventually, what happened as I began to succeed is I also began to get very uncomfortable. I began to find myself in a place where suddenly I began to sabotage my own success. And maybe you've done this at times in your life, when things got almost too good. It sounds absurd, and yet so many of us in the culture fall into the trap of feeling that we're not worthy, or feeling as if we're uncomfortable with things because new success is the unknown. Many times what people begin to do is sabotage their success to get back to their mental idea of what they think they deserve. They don't do it consciously, they do it unconsciously. And that's exactly what I did in my life. All of a sudden, I started not showing up for meetings. All of a sudden, I started treating people really harshly who didn't deserve to be treated that way. All of a sudden, I began to focus on survival and getting by and doing less instead of creating more value in the world. Well, it didn't take very long for my life to deteriorate. Within about 120 days, my company was just a name. I gained over 38 pounds. I was totally broke financially, emotionally, and spiritually. I'd wake up in the morning and my major goal had become, what was I going to eat that day? And I began to find myself sinking deeper and deeper into depression. Now, the biggest challenge with this, of course, is I'd read all the books. I'd been to all the seminars. I knew all the tools that should have allowed me to change my life. But I wasn't using them. I wasn't applying them. And finally, out of desperation, I made changes. And the way I made changes was I decided to totally commit myself to discovering what was the difference between me and people that were succeeding. I knew the information. That wasn't the answer. What was the one key difference between me and others? I wanted to know the one foundational key for all of success. So I began to search for answers. And the first answer, of course, I came up with was knowledge. That is that people who succeed must know things that people who don't succeed don't know. But very quickly, I found out I knew as much as anyone did about succeeding. Then I thought, well, if it's not knowledge, it's education. And, you know, I just had a high school education. Maybe that was a problem. And I realized that wasn't true either, because I had been succeeding without any kind of college education. I had been producing outstanding results, both economically, emotionally, personally, and physically. So I realized that wasn't it either. So I began to look at people that were succeeding, and I found a lot of people that were very educated who weren't successful. And I found a lot of people who didn't have a lot of talent, who didn't have a lot of ability, didn't have a lot of education, didn't even have a lot of skill, who were extremely successful. So I looked at this dichotomy to find out what was the difference in people. Really, what caused certain people to succeed in spite of limitation, while others with tremendous resources, like myself, were not following through. And I found what I think the number one foundational key to all success is, and I call it personal power. Personal power to me means the ability to take action. Action, that's what separates human beings. That's what makes the difference between the winners and the losers. We're all winners, but some of us are not activating our resources, so we don't produce the quality of results we desire. Other people do that consistently. It is the man or the woman who can get themselves to consistently do whatever it takes to succeed, to consistently take action. That is the man or woman who lives the life of personal excellence. And I wanted to be one of those people. And as I looked around in life, I said, is this really it? Is, you know, action the whole thing? And of course, attitude plays a role, beliefs play a role, values play a role. But if one is taking consistent action in the direction of our goals, one begins to find out the answers that we need. And I began, as I studied successful people, to discover that they had a common formula for success. I call it the ultimate success formula. And really what it is that one, they all seem to know their outcome. They know what it is they want to accomplish out of their life, out of their communication with the person they're meeting with, out of the situation that they're going for. They know why they're doing what they're doing. They've got a reason, almost an obsession, for producing a specific result that they desire. If you don't know what you want, how will you ever get it? It's like we all have this incredible biocomputer that we call our brains, and few of us are making very good use of it. Few of us are ever telling that computer what we want from it. So we don't activate the circuitry that could help us to succeed in a much more quick and much more easy and much more elegant fashion. So knowing what you want is critical and number one, paramount to being able to achieve success. The second thing these people seem to share is they have the ability to take action, this thing called personal power. Because if you know what you want and you don't do anything about it, then what happens is you have a dream, you have a wish, but it'll never be a reality. Action is the only thing that translates dreams into reality. And those who can get themselves to consistently produce the actions that are necessary will absolutely dominate the field of human success. I know that if you look out into the world and you see people are succeeding, you may do what I've done. I used to look at super successful people and say, well, they're lucky. Or, they've got a certain amount of talent, or they're gifted, or they're charismatic, or whatever. But in reality, when you begin to study the personal histories of some of the most successful people in our culture, you begin to discover that it wasn't that they had it so easy or that they were gifted, but rather that they knew what they wanted and they took action until they discovered what it took to succeed. One person who would be a great example of this is a man named Colonel Sanders. I'm sure you've heard the name. The reason you have is because there's a Colonel Sanders chicken store in almost every single city in the United States that has 30,000 people or more. That's a pretty phenomenal achievement. How did it happen? Because Colonel Sanders had so much training, so much marketing ability, because he'd had so much education, because he started when he was young, because he had tremendous amounts of capital? Of course not. None of these things are true. Colonel Sanders made the whole thing happen with the only one resource, personal power. He knew what he wanted, and he got himself to take action. At the age of 65, this man received his first Social Security check. It was for $99. He looked at the check and said to himself, I ain't living like this. And he began to not just feel bad, but decide what he did want. And then he took action on it. He asked himself, what resources do I have? And at the time, one resource he seemed to have was a chicken recipe that a lot of people liked. So he came up with an idea. I'll take my chicken recipe, I'll give it to people who own restaurants, and it'll be so good, it'll increase their sales. And all I'll ask from them is that they give me a percentage of the profits that they earn as a result of my giving them my chicken recipe. So he went out and took his idea to the streets, unlike many people. He actually followed through. I mean, haven't you ever had an idea for something? A concept, a gadget, a gizmo, something that you thought, God, everybody in the world would probably want one of these. Everybody in the world would probably use one of these. And then maybe you walked into a store 6 months after you had the idea, and there was your idea on the shelf. Somebody had quote-unquote stole it. What was the difference between them and you? Was the difference intelligence? I highly doubt it. The difference was personal power. They took action. Now, some people, when I share this, say, well, but they also knew what to do. The only way you find out what to do is by knowing what you want and taking some action. And that's what Colonel Sanders did. He went and knocked on his first restaurant door and put the pitch on the man on the other side of the counter. He said, sir, I have the best chicken recipe in the world. And you know what? I want to give it to you. You don't have to pay me for it. All I want you to do is give me a percentage of your increased profits on all the chicken that you ever sell. Well, as you can imagine, there wasn't a great deal of enthusiasm on the other side of the counter. The man said, look, I've already got a chicken recipe. What do I need yours for? I'm not going to give you a percentage of my profit. Get lost. Now, the neat thing about Colonel Sanders, or anyone who succeeds, is he knew his outcome, he took action, and he realized that personal power means you need to keep on taking action. So he went and knocked on another door, and another, and another, and another, being rejected each time. But each time he was rejected, he took into account the third key to success. And that is, not only did he know his outcome, not only did he take action, but the third key was he had what we call sensory acuity. Sensory acuity means he knew what he was getting. He understood and paid attention to the effect of his present actions to see, were his present actions taking him closer or further away from his goals? Every time he got a result, even if it wasn't the one he wanted, he tried to learn from that result and make an adjustment and do step four of the success formula, and that was change his approach. He learned from what happened, he changed his approach. Learned from what happened, changed his approach. Always remembering what he wanted, taking action, learning from what he got, changing his approach over and over and over again. Do you know how many no's Colonel Sanders got before he got his first yes? Take a wild guess. 50, 100, 200, 300? No. He got 1,009 no's before he got his first yes. 1,009. How many of you, after about 500 no's, would probably say, I better check my recipe? How many of you can honestly say, as you're listening to this tape, that after 1,000 no's, you would have kept on knocking on those doors? The reason there are so few people named Colonel is probably because not many people have much personal power. The point, very simply, though, is this. This man had the ability to get himself to do whatever it took. He had command of his own emotions and his own behaviors. He spent 2 years traveling, sleeping in the back of his car as he traveled across the nation, being rejected time after time after time. What would you think would have happened if on 1,009 he still got another no? The answer is obvious. He would have gone on to 1,010, 1,011. He would keep on trying until he succeeded, learning from each situation, adjusting, and continuing to act on his outcomes. And by the way, this is the same way in which a pilot produces the result of flying from, say, Los Angeles to Hawaii. When an airplane takes off, it has an outcome. It wants to land in Hawaii. It takes action, of course, because you're never going to get there until you start doing something. It also has sensory acuity. Because did you know that an airplane on its flight to Hawaii is off course approximately 90% of the time? Yeah, that's a fact. What it does is it starts out in a direction and then something happens, an air pocket or an adjustment, and it gets off track. But fortunately, the pilot has a computer on board that gives him feedback to let him know what the impact is of his present actions. Is it leading him closer or further away from his target, his outcome? And what he does as soon as he sees it's not working is he changes his approach. He makes a little bit of a difference. He tries something else. And that brings him over, and he gets closer to the target. And then he tries and adjusts again and adjusts again, and he keeps adjusting until he reaches his goal. Success in human terms is very similar. We don't just go from where we are straight to our goals. That's not usually how life works. We have an outcome, we move in a direction, and we have to constantly adjust and move and realize what the effect is we're having on people. What do we need to have sensory acuity about? What is it that causes one person like a Colonel Sanders to be able to get himself to take action? Well, the primary component of power in our society today is something called communication. See, when man first began, power was really measured in physiological terms. He who was the strongest was in power, was in control of life and the community. It was a physiological measurement. As time went on, it became based on hierarchies. It became based upon kings and queens. And those who wanted to have power or have influence in their lives would try to develop some of that power through their association with royalty. When the industrial age came, capital was power. It was capital that allowed people to build and to change. But today, we're in a communication age. We're in an age where information is coming at us at an incredible pace. And those who can master human communication, both the communication they have with themselves and the communication that they have with others, are today in the true position of power. This is a communication seminar because for me, there is no greater skill for us to master than communication. And for me, this is the whole experience of life. Here's what I want you to jot down in your notes. Your first phrase, if you would, is just write down, the quality of my life is the quality of my communication. Pretty simple statement, and I think you'll find it's very true. The quality of your life is the quality of your communication, meaning the kind of communication you direct to yourself is the kind of experience you're going to have of life. Who do you have to master communication with first if you want to really be happy and joyous in this life? Who? Yeah, you have to do it with yourself, number one. You have to learn to master your own communication with yourself. See, when things happen in life, we have a tendency to buy into the concept that things have a meaning and things don't have a meaning. Everything that happens in our life, the meaning of it is what we decide it to be. And oftentimes we get caught up in what the environment teaches us, what the society teaches us, what our friends tell us the meaning of something is. But we are the final source of deciding the meaning for any experience. We give it the labels. Now, for most of us, it's on automatic. We can take charge of that back, and it's important to take charge of that back. Otherwise, you become a robot, someone who's directed by the people who know how to direct the masses through advertisement, through promotion, etc. What we want to do is learn to take control. Let's say you're in a relationship and somebody leaves you. Well, you can have two ways of experiencing it, and the two ways will be determined by the way you communicate to yourself. Either you can go, oh God, they left me because I'm worthless, because I'm so terrible, because I'm ugly, and you'll feel pretty terrible about that. Or they can leave you and go, hallelujah! Thank God this person left, and now they make room for somebody who can appreciate someone of my quality. Now, depending upon how you communicate to yourself in those two situations, you'll have a whole different experience in your body, won't you? Not only will you have a different experience in your body, but you'll produce different behaviors, and you'll live a different kind of life. See? So the key is learning to communicate well with ourselves. I have a good friend, his name is Commander Coffee, and this man is incredible. He, during the Vietnam War, found himself spending 7 years in solitary confinement as a POW. You want to talk about a hairy experience. But you know what? He came out of that experience totally joyous, totally excited about life and who he was and who he'd become. How'd he do it? He mastered his communication with himself. He got shot down. And when he first got picked up, he thought to himself, you know, I might be here a while, you know? I better take real good care of myself. I better figure out how I'm going to turn this into an advantage. I better figure out what kind of tools I'm going to use in my mind to communicate to myself this is an advantage. So I thought, okay, what am I going to do? And he thought, well, listen, this really is an advantage. Why? Where else? When else would I have this much time to spend with just me? You know, I said, think of how well I'm going to get to know myself. You know, I would have been distracted by all these other things. He said, I've got an opportunity here to get closer to God, really close to God, because there'll be nobody else to talk to. He said, I got a chance to really work on my body because there'll be little else that I can do. And so as a result, for 7 years, this man worked on his mind, his emotions, and his body. He mastered his communication to himself. They didn't let him bathe for 2 months at a time. I mean, they come in and they put animals inside his cage, little rats and other things, as if there weren't enough there, and then bet on how scared he'd get or how he'd react or whether he'd kill it and eat it because they wouldn't feed him for a week at a time. I mean, unbelievable stuff, but he came out totally transformed. And when he said, look, you know what? I wouldn't trade it for all the money, all the experience in the world. It was the most powerful thing that's ever happened in my life. Why did he have that kind of experience while other people came out, you know, a basket case? Because he mastered his communication with himself. I know of very little else that's more important. I have the good fortune now to be able to do private consultations with Fortune 500 executives, with very, very successful people in the entertainment industry, as well as the average person like you and me. And what's really interesting is we all have these illusions that when people really succeed on this massive scale, you know, at least economically, you would think then they're going to be so happy, they'd be so alive, right? Their life would just be so great. And the reality is it's far from true. Some of the most powerful, successful people in this culture who I've had the very good fortune of working with, the reason I worked with them is because they had major problems. I mean, what happens is they get out there and they haven't mastered their communication with themselves. They've communicated well with the outside world. That's why they were successful. And in case you want to know what it takes to succeed in the outside world, it's communication with the outside world in a way that makes people respond, in a way that gets people to take action, in a way that gets people to buy, gets people to try, Isn't that what a Reagan and a Rose have together, a Beat Rose? Isn't that what a Springsteen and a Spielberg have in common? The ability really to communicate in a way that affects the masses. So that's what it takes for external success. And many people have mastered that, but have not mastered the internal side. That's how John Belushi's end up the way they do. Right? That's how Elvis Presley's end up the way they do. Great people who've mastered the outer communication, but not the inner. And I'm here today to say that we need to master them both. I'm here to say you got to master your own communication so that no matter what happens in your life, you're in charge, you're happy, you are alive, you are vibrant, and you make your life the way you want it. And in addition, you need to master your ability to communicate with others. Because the more you do that, the more external success you can also generate, and why not have it all? That's the way I'd like to live. And that's the way I'd like to entice you, if you don't already believe this, to live as well. So in this tape program, we're going to learn all the ways that we can to more effectively communicate with ourselves to produce outstanding results in our lives and how to communicate more effectively with others. Because my belief system says, and my experience shows, that if you can find other people's needs and fill them, to the degree that you fill other people's needs, they will fill your needs. The only way that's going to happen is if you learn to communicate effectively. Communication is the ultimate power. The quality of our lives is the quality of our communication to ourselves and to others. Now, we're going to talk specifically about how to direct your emotions and behavior so that no matter what happens in your life, you're in charge of your emotion and your behavior. So how did I change my life? What did I do? Well, the first thing I had to do was I had to start with the way I was communicating with myself. At the time, I was communicating myself and putting myself down. I was tearing myself up. I knew the information, but I was not using my body, my facial expressions, my breathing patterns, my gestures, as if I was in control of my life. I was moving in a very limp way. I was moving in a very lazy way. My facial expressions were usually downtrodden, and as a result, that's how I felt in my body, and that's the kind of results I was producing. So what I began to do when I learned about NLP was I learned how to reprogram my brain. I learned how to take the things that were depressing me and program new responses into my nervous system. I had to reprogram the way I was thinking so that when the challenges of life came up, instead of feeling downtrodden or trying to pump myself up through positive thinking by saying, oh, I can handle it, instead of doing that, I rigged it. I literally linked it, as you will learn to do, so that the very things that used to make me upset automatically triggered me into feeling resourceful, powerful, and challenged by life, like I could handle whatever happened to me. When I made these changes in reprogramming my communication to myself, I began to feel better. And when I learned to communicate better with other people, I was able to enlist their assistance in producing the results that I wanted for my life. The result? I went in 1 year from living in my 400-square-foot bachelor apartment, physically run down, emotionally run down, and 38 pounds overweight, to a year later, 38 pounds lighter, in a relationship with a woman I loved and then finally married. I became a millionaire in less than a year. And my new home is now a 10,000-square-foot castle overlooking the crashing waves of Del Mar, California. I get to travel all over the world and share ideas that matter with people who care. And I don't tell you all these things to impress you. I tell you because it impresses me. It's incredible for me to see how much can happen in 1 year just by learning how to run my brain, just by finding and studying what people do to get themselves to take action instead of just knowing what to do. Attitude is not enough. It is a start, but we must learn to reprogram our nervous systems, and that's exactly what we're going to do in this program.